May we find grace in all the lines we wait in. Amen. Jesus got in line with everyone waiting to be baptized, who were seeking hope and change and justice to show his love for us. And Jesus is always seeking out partnerships with us. His entire ministry was done with the disciples watching, learning, doing as he does, and passing this learning and knowing on to others. And so Jesus begins at the waters of the Jordan with John, who is fierce in his proclamations. Jesus, the one to be baptized by human hands, who will usher in the kingdom of God, bringing us healing and forgiveness and mercy. And I can imagine there was a lot of excitement and anticipation in the air as the people listened to John's preaching, as they waited their turn to be baptized. At our own waters of baptism, we too become mischief makers of peace and love and a way of orienting our lives that people who haven't experienced a baptism might not understand until they too witness a baptism and become part of a community that says it will make promises. It says we will love and care for each other always, from the time we are born until the time we die, and we offer this love freely. And this is the promise of an indissolvable bond between God and us, and one in which we make to each other. And I know for me how exciting a baptism is. And family and friends, they come into town to see this moment, to participate in this moment, because they recognize that there's something very special and holy happening. And the congregation lights up with excitement at formally welcoming our newest and sometimes the littlest members into our promises that we will love them their entire lives. We will support them their entire lives, and we will share with them our faith about who God is. And then we will reaffirm our promises and commitment to seek hope, to seek change, and to seek justice for all. And this brings us back to John and the people by the river, who hear John say that he's not the Messiah, but standing beside them is Jesus, and he is the Messiah, who will baptize them and us with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is always pushing us out into the world to bring about ways to make hard situations better, to ensure that we take care of one another, to ensure that we take care of our planet Earth. Baptism marks us as caretakers, as a caretaker as John the Baptist, and as fierce a caretaker as Jesus, who models for us a way to love and to share. And this got me thinking about a TED Talk by Megan Phelps Roper, and she is a former member of the Westboro Baptist Church. And she is now a writer and educator on topics related to extremism, bullying, and empathy and dialogue. And she shares from the time she was 5 years old, she was out on picket lines holding up hate-filled signs, how she learned not to care how her manner of speaking affected others, because she was taught that her righteousness justified her rudeness, her harsh tones, raised voice, insults, interruptions, until she discovered that this strategy was ultimately counterproductive. And she shared how it took her 20 years, and it wasn't until she started to go on Twitter and people would engage her in conversation. And it was the people who held on to their own beliefs and principles, but who let go of their scorn, that they were able to help her to see things differently. And Megan shared, they channeled their infinitely justifiable offense and came to me with pointed questions, tempered with kindness and humor. They approached me as a human being, and it was more transformative than 2 decades of outrage, disdain, and violence. She also shared how sometimes the conversation even bled into real life, when people she sparred with on Twitter would come out to the picket line to see her in the city that she was protesting in, that they lived in. And one man came out to see her at a picket in New Orleans, and he brought her a Middle Eastern dessert from Jerusalem, where he lives. And she brought him kosher chocolate and held a sign, "God hates Jews." She says there was no confusion about either of their positions, but the line between friend and foe was becoming blurred. And she says that she started to see each other as human beings, and it changed the way that they were able to speak to one another. And she goes on to say, the care shown to her by these strangers on the internet was in itself for her a contradiction. It was growing evidence that the people on the other side were not the demons she'd been led to believe. It took time for Megan to rebuild her life, and she was able to do this with the very people she had demonized, because she was invited into a Hasidic rabbi's family, and they took her in, and they accepted her as part of their family. And the experience left her changed and astounded at the kindness offered to her from the people she had demonized. And this is the awesome gift of baptism. As Isaiah shares with us, thus says the Lord, he who created you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Baptism is a lifetime promise we make when we say we will be responsible for the care of another soul, when we promise to support those we know and those we are still yet to meet, waiting by the river. When we see the dignity within each other, we become the hope, we become the change, and we become the justice others are seeking. Amen.